The White House estimates 7,000 civilian workers at the 6 military bases in Massachusetts will have to take unpaid furloughs due to the sequester. So, how is the sequester being viewed on these bases? WBUR's Fred Bever looked at two and has this report.
Roughly 2,000 civilians work at Hanscom Air Force Base in Lincoln, which supports Air Force intelligence operations. Word has come down. They can all expect to lose a day's work each week if the sequester takes effect.
People will, for the most part, continue to do everything possible to get the job done, but there's no question that it'll be disruptive.
Base spokesman Charles Payone says the 20% cut in hours and pay would hurt.
It'll lower productivity in general. It'll lower morale, which in turn lowers productivity even more. There's no question that there'll be some negative effects on our ability to accomplish our mission.
At Westover Air Reserve Base in Chicopee, Lieutenant Colonel James Bishop says the facility's giant C-5 cargo planes are likely to spend less time in the air.
The flying operations could be up to 18% less, so 18% fewer training flights translates to fewer trained pilots and flight engineers and so on.
Lieutenant Colonel Bishop adds that reservists like him are expecting a big reduction in on-base days, which after 9/11 grew to as many as 60 a year.
Well, when you cut that back dramatically, you know, that just affects restaurants and hotels and, you know, dry cleaner and pizza parlor, and just right down the line.
Economists agree furloughing defense workers means a hit to local economies. One recent analysis estimated almost 32,000 non-defense jobs depend on the state's military reservations. Robert Nockestein is an economist at UMass Amherst.
You're going to see the services in those communities, the consumer services, the household services, the entertainment services, and so on. You're going to see demand for those services decline, and they're actually going to be hurt. So this could have perhaps statewide a small but definitely a tangible effect.
There is one military service that may not feel as much pain. The Coast Guard, which is run by the Department of Homeland Security rather than the Department of Defense, says it plans to meet any cuts without furloughing civilian workers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.